Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Saints, this following recording was a message over the phone and technology with a dear sister in Christ, and we read a couple of chapters in the Bible. The one following here in a minute is one of those chapters, and that's all we did other than pray for one another and fellowship. And, you know, it comes to mind that it seems that perhaps many of us are guilty of putting our explanation of God's Word in place of God's Word itself. It's so refreshing just to read the Scriptures, and neither is sin, but perhaps we should consider in our fellowships with just two people or more that we can just read Scripture, maybe talk about it a little bit, obviously, but more importantly than our explanation and interpretation of it, or what we think it is communicating, is the actual word itself. It seems that seminarians are taught to de-emphasize the word of God itself and replace it with their own explanation of the word, instead of the word being front and center. So basically, they have this arrogant attitude that they're going to show us what the Bible actually means, because we're too stupid to be led by the Spirit and read the Bible in our own language, in this case, the King James Bible. But to the contrary, the Bible tells us that even as a little boy, a young child, Timothy was able to understand the Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And also Jesus said that the Father makes known His truth to the babes. Matthew 11, verse 25. Jesus said this. He said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. God doesn't send men to seminaries. And when they go to seminaries, they learn to divert from the Word itself and to decentralize the Word and replace the Word itself with what they've been taught that it means, or that other men have said about it. In Bible colleges and seminaries, there are many, many books that they read. They read very little of the Bible, and mostly they read, as I've experienced myself, what men have to say about the Bible, instead of reading the Bible itself. They are actually taught to look at and observe and think upon what men have said about the Scriptures, instead of actually meditating on and beginning to understand by the Holy Spirit and their study of the Word of God itself. That's just some things to consider. The Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us the Word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. As we study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word itself and for ourselves, instead of just following the thoughts and notions of men as they impose those things on the Scriptures. Now, that being said, here is Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much greater than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for The morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Matthew 6. And saints, as we close this message, I want to draw attention to a podcast that was done recently called The Simplicity of Real Fellowship. If you just put in the word simplicity into the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com, you'll see it come up. Again, The Simplicity of Real Fellowship. Check it out and perhaps email it to a friend. Post it on social media. God bless you. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.